good God, isn't he? And Ella, can you put that slide up, I asked? No. Another slide. The highly favored. Yes, this one here. When we sing this song, guys, what are we singing? We're singing a declaration over our life, aren't we? And we're saying, I am blessed. Are you blessed? Are you called? Are you healed? Are you whole? Are you saved in Jesus' name? We're favored, we're anointed, aren't we? Are we filled with the power of Jesus? Are we filled with the Holy Spirit? And are we living for the glory of Jesus' name? So the question I have is, and maybe this doesn't apply to anybody in this room, maybe it applies to people outside that are watching, but then why sometimes don't we live like that? Why sometimes do we live like, oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I'm not going to make it. I guess I'm just a sinner. You know, we're not that. We are whole. We're healed. We're anointed. We're blessed. We're called, are we? Amen. And for me, when we say that, and I want to invite you guys, we're going to let's declare this over our lives then today. And then when we leave today, let's start living like that. How does that sound? So let's declare it together, okay? Can you read it with me? It's a lot of reading, so we got to stay in tune on this. I am blessed. I am called. I am healed. I am whole. I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. Guys, I want you to take that declaration. I want you to run with it today. Okay? And maybe before we go, if I put it in my thinking bank or somebody remind me, we're going to declare that once again before we leave. Does that sound like a good plan? Just to remind you, because I want us to be reminded. Let's pray. God, we thank you that we are highly favored, that we are anointed, that we are whole, that we are healed. God, I thank you that we're called in your name. In Jesus' name, that we can go out and have authority. We have power over our lives. Father, we thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross to give us this power and this authority. And thank you that he even prophesied that we would do greater things than he did while he was on this earth. So God, I thank you for that. And Father, I pray that today, whatever might be stopping us from walking in that type of a mindset, that type of a lifestyle, Father, that today those shackles would break off. Whatever the poison might be, that those shackles would break off and we would walk anointed like we're called to be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Thank you, team. It's nice to have some music team back, and I'm excited to get more of the music team back over the next couple weeks. It's been a good stretch. It's been fun, but I'm really happy to have the music team back. It's really weird coming up here with no music and just for me to jump right in. I have to give myself a pregame pep talk or something. And I went and changed my shoes because I was like, I think I looked silly. I really like these shoes. They're fun. They got a pointy toe. I look kind of trendy, I think. But welcome to Sunday Church. I think I look trendy. And we're starting this new series called No Offense. No Offense. And have you ever heard somebody when you're talking to them and, you know, they say something and it's kind of meant as a little bit of a dig and they're like, but no offense. Have you ever heard someone say, maybe you've said that. I know. I'm going to share the story here of my girls, and Nora was kind of being a bit of a jerk to Ella, and she's like, but no offense, and Ella's like, offense taken, and I want us not to be people that allow the offense to be taken, and we're going to talk about that today. And it was in that situation is a little funny, I'm not saying that, but an offense is something that so many of us pick up so quickly. And it's really a choice of how we respond to an offense. Have you ever responded negatively and grabbed onto that an offense and ran with it? I think many of us have. And people will run from churches because of an offense. People will run from families because of an offense. How many of you are not talking to members of your family because of an offense? Don't put up your hands. I know everybody's like, do I put up my hand here? I'm not asking you to. But God does not want us to run from churches or from families. God wants us to be whole. He wants us to be connected, and he wants us to be united. Amen? When we're running from each other, how are we effective? We're not. God doesn't want us to take that offense and run with it. And he also doesn't want us to take an offense and say, well, who's next? Who's going to give me my next offense? And who's going to hurt me now? That's not what life is like. Living with an offense is something that slowly poisons us when you hold on to that offense. It poisons our perspective. It poisons our relationship. It just poisons, doesn't it? And I want us to be people who don't drink the poison of offense, because that poison of offense affects us all deeply. So don't drink the poison. But I just called it poison because it's fun. Maybe I watched one too many like spy movies where they're trying to poison someone and it looks kind of cool. But when we live life and we experience a possible offense, we have a choice. Would you agree with me that you have a choice when you get an offense? And it really is something that comes at us in two stages, okay? An offense. And stage one of the offense is feeling the offense. And it's the feeling of offense. And people can say something and you can feel offended. That's part of life. And we're going to talk about that in a few moments. It's bound to happen. Somebody might say, boy, did you lose weight? And somebody might say, well, what are you saying about me before? And you know how that goes, right? Or did you do something different with your hair? I really like it. What was wrong with my hair before? Did you not like it? Do you know what I'm saying? It's how you take stuff. And something happened when you get an offense, and this is the feeling you get when the offense comes into your life. Something happened that caused you to feel overlooked, insulted, violated, taken advantage of, not considered, offended. And everyone at some point has felt offended. Is there anybody in the room that hasn't felt offended in their life? Maybe anybody online wants to put a like and say, I haven't felt offended. I haven't found a person that at some point in their life hasn't felt offended. So that's the first stage, is the feeling of offense. But stage two is the choice to live or not live offended. It's your choice to live offended or not live offended. So how are you choosing to live? And this is a stage many people don't know about. Many people take it as, that guy just said I'm ugly. He just said he didn't like my hair, and you're going to run with it. Or it's your choice to just drop it and say, whatever. Thanks for the compliment, bud. Right? Many assume that feeling offended leaves them with no choice but to live offended. Right? But just because you were offended doesn't mean you need to live offended. We don't need to live offended. We don't need to hold on to that offense. Do we? No, I don't think so. Oh boy, now I locked up my iPad. There we go. So like I said, this first part, the two stages is very critical. And it's something that I really want to hit on again. So let's come at it from a different angle just so we can understand. So stage one, the opportunity. When someone presents you with an opportunity to be offended. Okay? A person serves you a glass of offense. Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's your kid's teacher, or maybe it's your pastor. And you choose what you're going to do with it. It could be somebody sitting to the left or right of you, if you're sitting next to a family member or spouse. Maybe it's somebody you know down the road, you've known for a long time. Maybe it's somebody you don't know at all, and they didn't say hi to you or smile at you, and you get offended. It's the opportunity to be offended, to serve you up that good old glass of offense. And you have emotions and feelings, and it bothers you, and you analyze it, and it bugs you. And you look more at the glass, and it bugs you more and more as you look more at it, and you look like, I'm going to take a big old drink of this offense. I'm going to take a big drink of this poison. Do you drink that cup of offense? Do I go from feeling offended to living offended? How do you choose? And that's what stage two is to live offended, to live an offended life. And living offended is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's what I say about living with unforgiveness. And I didn't even know that phrase until my old friend Ted DiBiase told me it. And I was like, so I like that one. I'm going to use it frequently. But the choice not to drink the poison, and the choice is just to leave it there, not to take it, not to hold it, not to carry it as baggage. The choice is ours, isn't it? You may still see the cup of offense over there, but you've walked away from it and you've decided to walk free from it. You still know it's there, but it's a choice. And it's a choice for a healthy soul. The choice is to not live offended. It's a choice for a, not even just a healthy soul, but a peaceful mind. Most people want to grab that offense and just chug her down, right? Have you done that? Somebody said something, somebody looked, they offended me, right? Like, get that big gulp out and let's drink that thing up. That's how far too many people live, and we need to make a choice to drop that glass of offense and live a blessed life. See, like I said earlier, offense is going to happen. We know it's going to happen, right? Offense is certain to happen because we live with people. And Jesus tells us in Luke 17:1, he said to his disciples, offenses will certainly come, but woe to the one they come through. So Jesus is telling us that offenses will come. We know that they're there. He says they're going to come. And Matthew 24:10 says, then many will take offense, betray one another, and hate one another. That's when you take up that cup and you drink it and you move on and you live an offended life. And there was even a time that Jesus told his disciples that you're going to be offended by me. See, how many know that Jesus didn't do anything wrong? Jesus was perfect and blameless, right? So they're not mad because they weren't offended because Jesus didn't sin and or did sinned and said something to them, cussed them out or nothing. That's not why they were offended. They were offended because Jesus didn't tell them what they wanted him to or do what he wanted them to do. So there are going to be times in your life where people are going to come in and pour you a glass of offense on purpose, not on purpose, and we know it's going to happen, but how will you respond to that offense? Are you going to grab onto that? Or are you just going to let it be there? The second point about offense is just because we have the right to be offended doesn't mean we should, does it? Have you noticed in the social environment that people feel justified to feel offended? And they feel justified at any time to tell everybody what's bothering them and what's offending them? And the message in culture today is you have the right to be offended and to carry that offense and to hold that against them. Is that the way that Jesus tells us to live our life? No, we're supposed to walk in forgiveness and in love and grace just as he walked, right? So go ahead, you have the right. You have the right, but you also have the right to drop that offense and walk a blessed life. Too many are living with this idea that I have the right to be offended, yet they fail to recognize the high cost of being offended and living offended. Do you know that? And the cost is their own mental and spiritual health. When you're living with offense, how can you spiritually thrive? How can you spiritually live the way Christ wants us to live? Above the earth, right? We're living in spiritual heavenly places with our mind and our spirits. We're not living an earthly life, are we? We're living in the kingdom, aren't we? And when we're living with offense, it becomes a challenge to live in the kingdom. People just think they have the right, and they miss out on the better way that Scripture tells us about. 1 Corinthians 10:23 tells us about having the right, doesn't it? It says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. And I wanted to throw this scripture in here because I really think the scripture describes this new day of liberty for God's people, doesn't it? They're coming out of legalism, and he writes this letter to them, and he says to them, yes, everything's permissible, everything's allowed, but not everything is beneficial, right? If it's not beneficial, why would you want to take part in it? Just because you have the right doesn't mean it's good for you. Social media has just made this story of offense that much bigger. Have you noticed? And boy, has it created some rude people out there. I think. People bash people they don't like or ideas that they differ from. Have you seen this? Man, if I didn't use social media for promoting the church and trying to get people to know what's happening within the church and promoting our hot sauce company, that's a plug right there. I'll have to tithe a little extra. But just kidding. I'm just getting myself distracted now. But I use it for a purpose, and I don't even use it for personal. I use it when my Ella turns 16. So there's another plug. I'm getting advertising bonuses here. But I use it for things like that. I don't use it anymore. At the start, it would seem good. I could tell people what was happening. Then people started getting rude about everything. And people get offended if you disagree with something. If you disagree with their perspective, you're a racist, you're a phobic, or you're whatever, right? And people attack those that they don't know. It's just not a good situation. See, respect is gone, care is gone, and boy, does it make it easy to grab onto some things that people say and hold an offense, doesn't it? But how do we react to that offense? Because it's there, it's going to happen. But do we live in the offense? Choice is ours, right? Galatians 5:13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." But through love, serve one another. That doesn't sound like living for self, does it? Does that sound like living for self? Sounds like serving others, living for others, doesn't it? Now, I want to start off by saying this. You are called to freedom, right? Can you say that with me? I am called to freedom. Can you say that with me? You're called to freedom. We're called to so much more. And why would you let offense shackle you? Why would you let offense tie you down? It's like when you're in high school and the principal's trying to shackle you from having fun, or the teachers are trying to stop you from having fun, and they're wrecking all my fun. That's not what Jesus does. Jesus calls us to freedom. What are you called to?
Freedom.
I've never seen Braveheart either. It's another movie. I miss all these big movies. I know what the lines are. Never seen it. See, but here's the thing. You are called to live free in Christ. And when you live free in Christ, we need to use that freedom to serve and love one another. Right? Amen? Don't use your freedom as an opportunity for your flesh. Use it to serve and love each other. You are free to do what you want, but if you do what you want, you may not experience what you want. Do you want me to say that again? You are free to do what you want, but if you do what you want, you may not experience what you want. It's a little bit of a thought process there. See, the same freedom can lead to a choice that can actually create bondage in our lives. You're free to do what you want, but it may lead you down a path of bondage. You choose which direction you're going to go. You choose how to respond. Yeah, you're free, but if you use your freedom to go the wrong way, you will create your own prison, and you will be hostage in your own passion and your own offense, won't you? You're free to do what you want. But use your freedom to be free. Use your freedom to be free, not to put you in bondage. Use your freedom to create more freedom for yourself and for others. So when someone disagrees with you, when someone brings you a cup of offense, it's not like the cupbearer. It's they're bringing you a cup of offense. Don't take that cup. Don't drink that cup. Remember, in life, we have the choice. Don't be offended. Something that is a huge issue in our world today is politics, right? Politics. We're either conservative or liberal, and if we're on there, or maybe you're an NDP, and if you're on one of these sides, all of a sudden you can't talk to the other person respectfully, and we can't have a conversation. We're not earthly people. We're kingdom people. We are Jesus people. So don't let something silly like politics hurt your relationship. Don't be offended by earthly things. I need to throw that in there because there's an election coming. I had somebody hang up on me recently that had a different political view, and I could have grabbed onto that offense and carried it with me, or I could have said, nope, not my problem, and just drop it and shed it. The third thing, anyone can give you the opportunity to be offended, but you get to choose if you're going to live offended. What are you choosing? See, there's a difference here between stage one, the offense coming at you, and stage two, choosing what you're going to do, right? It's your choice. There's a difference. You can get offended, but you need to choose to live in the offense. How many of you have chosen to live in an offense? And it affects you poorly. Do you live offended or are you living forgiven? That's my question. Amen. Proverbs 19:11 says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is the glory to overlook an offense. Do we grasp onto the offense, or do we overlook it? Do we hold on to it, or do we try to look beyond it? And I mean, I understand sometimes it's difficult to let go of that offense, but it's something we need to make a conscious effort to do. And if you allow it to define you, boy, it's going to hold you back. It's going to hold you back from walking forward, isn't it? Because like I've talked about unforgiveness in the past, when you're living with unforgiveness, you're constantly looking in that rearview mirror of what offended you, what hurt you, what upset you, whatever did to you, right? And you can't look forward at the good things that Jesus has for us. So how are you living? Are you taking and keeping count of the offenses of what somebody did or said at you or in your direction or even around you and grab onto it and just hold it? Or are you living a blessed, forgiven life? Are you keeping track of offenses? Or are you thanking God for the freedom that you experience? The fourth thing is, if you play the victim, you stay the victim. And I'm going to ask a question. You can answer this one if you want. I'm not asking, are you a victim? Are you living with a victim mentality? But how many of you know a victim? Somebody that each and every day, or at least every time you talk to them, tells you of all the wrongdoings, all these things that are happening in my life, and I don't know how I'm going to go on. Or are we living a life called by Christ? Because that's what we should be doing, shouldn't we? See, I know some victims, and you don't hear when you... and I'm going to word this very carefully. They go to the church, not this church. They go to church. I'll just say that. They go to church. And when you say, how's it going? All they decide to tell you is, oh, this is wrong with me. And this is going on in my house. And this is happening here. Oh, and this is going on. Not, God's been so good. These are the blessings I'm experiencing. You know, we are living in His promises, and His promises are always yes and amen, and things are where we see things at work, and He is at work in our lives. There's a big difference in how you live, isn't there? And Matthew 6, 14, 15 talks about those that want to be a victim, and it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father also forgives you. But if you do not forgive others and their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. See, as Christians, we are to live forgiven, and we are to forgive, aren't we? It doesn't mean we don't acknowledge the hurts and the pains. That's not what I'm saying. It's a big difference between forgiving and acknowledging and knowing that they're there and being cautious about things. I'm not asking you to throw caution to the wind and all that guy. He stole $6,000 from me before, but he's good now. I'm going to trust him with another $10,000. That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you to use wisdom and acknowledge stuff like that, but we can't drag it around like the ball and chain. I don't want to wreck my new shoes. Can't drag it around like a ball and chain in our life, can we? We need to live forgiven because we are forgiven, aren't we? We need to be a blessing in life because we are blessed, aren't we? We can pray for healing because we're healed in Jesus' name. We can share our anointing with people. We can speak into people's lives because we are anointed. I didn't put the song words up. I'm sorry. But we have those things. We have the promises of Scripture in our life. But yet we choose to live offended and in an offense. How does that work? It doesn't. We can't be living offended. We live in the promises. We don't live in the offense. We live in the blessings. We don't live in the offense. Amen? This is just our introduction, guys. We're just dipping the toe in this week on this idea. And I really just wanted to get your mind flowing this week into where we're going and maybe give you an opportunity today that if you're holding on to some offense, let's shake those offenses free right now, okay? So I'm going to invite you, whether you're here in the building or whether you're watching online, we're going to stand up and I'm going to ask Mary if you would mind just coming to play. We're going to pray, but we're going to ask, you guys can stand. We're going to give you a chance, and if you have an offense, name it under your breath, give it to God, shake it free, drop it, don't carry it anymore, okay? So let's pray. Father God, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we lift your name above all names. Father, we thank you for your blessings and your promises and your word. And Father, if for any reason any of us are holding on to an offense, whether it's in this room or watching online, Father, I pray right now that we would shake that offense out of our life so we can live that blessed life that you've promised and you've called us to. So if there's anybody in this room, go ahead and shake that offense from your hands right now. Don't live an offended life. And Jesus, as these people are shaking their offenses, Father, and they're dropping them at your feet, Father, I pray that you would replace those offenses, you would replace that anger, that hurt, with a new blessing, with a new promise for their life, Father, that they would grab onto one of the promises from Scripture, Father, and run with it. God, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your blessings. And Father, we thank you that you've called us to live a blessed and whole life. God, I pray for those that are watching online that did the same thing, God. I pray, Father, that they would just shake those offenses from their life and they would live a whole life. That they wouldn't be a victim anymore, but they would know that they are victors. And that they are blessed, they are favored, they are anointed in Jesus' name. And God, right now we pray for this congregation, Father, that as they go out, that they, as offense comes at them, as somebody says something, that they would just take that opportunity just to drop that offense and just walk in your glory and in your blessings in each day of their lives. So God, give them courage to walk in that. Give them this wisdom to walk in that, Father, and allow them to see and know when the offense is there, what to do with it, God. So God, bless them this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to take a moment. If somebody online or somebody in this room doesn't know Jesus, we're going to give you an opportunity right now to know Jesus. And maybe you say, that's me. I don't know Jesus, but I've been living with this anger, this hatred, this offense in my life towards somebody, and I want it to be gone, and I want to walk in the promises of Jesus. I want to accept Jesus as my Savior today. So if that's you, we're gonna pray a prayer right now. And what I'm going to ask you to do, if you're in the room or if you're in a room with people, just repeat after me, even if you know Jesus already, because we want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable and we don't feel singled out. So if you know Jesus, would you just repeat after me? Dear God, I know that my sin has separated me from you. Thank you, Jesus, that you died in my place to forgive my sins. So, Jesus, right now, come into my heart, wash my sins away, wash my offenses away, and lead me into this called life where I am anointed, blessed, and encouraged, and living in your promises. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you pray that prayer for the first time, call me at the church, 306-882-2453, or email me, Facebook message me, whatever you want. And I want to talk to you, and I want to give you a Bible and just encourage you about what we talked about today. So guys, we're going to close in prayer one last time. And would you agree with me today? Father God, we love you. God, thank you for those that may have accepted you today and as their Lord and Savior, we celebrate with them. Father, we celebrate with you. And God, for those that shook that tree of offense and let those leaves fall of offense and that are wanting to walk in your blessings and your promises and whatever might be stopping them, Father, we pray that that will be have been shaken free today. And God, for maybe for those that aren't ready to let go of that offense yet, Father, we pray that you would be at work at their heart, in their heart today and this week, God. And I pray that through this week, Father, they would be stirred to not live an offended life, but to live a whole and blessed life. And God, as we continue to walk through this idea of no offense, Father, for the next few weeks, God, I pray that you would just stir each of us each week to want to live a whole life with you. So God, bless us this week. Give us opportunities to share your love with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we go,